Oh, amazing. Ever since I found out about it, I haven't been able to take the smile off my face.
Now, how long have you actually been without these diamonds for?
About 17 years.
17 years?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what happened? How did you leave them behind at this bungalow unit?
Well, I actually thought they had been stolen because I went to get them and I thought I had them in another place, and obviously I hadn't. And I thought they had been taken. So I actually moved out of this place and was staying somewhere else. And then after a while, I actually left Cairns and then came back after a few years. But never thought I would ever see them again. I actually thought they had been stolen.
How did you have the diamonds in the first place?
It was a gift from my late father, who had passed away in South Africa. And so, yes, it was a gift from him. So it's an amazing thing to have them back. So they're very special now.
Now, how did you hear that these diamonds had been handed into the police? Do you remember the moment when you either read something or heard something?
Didn't hear anything, didn't see anything. I was away. So when I came back, I had a phone call. And, yes, and they sort of had kind of tracked me in some miraculous way. And, yeah, I came in and had a chat, and we went from there.
Wow, so the police actually ended up finding you. Oh, great. So you'd lived at the bungalow residence before?
I had. I'd stayed there for a short period of time, about 6 months.
So do you remember, like, exactly how they might have got left behind there? And where were they found in the end? Because the police have been pretty guarded as to exactly where they were, so that you know, people wouldn't come forward and say, oh yeah, they're my ones that I had in this roof cavity or whatever.
I actually don't even remember having them there, which is the worst thing. I must have really been in a bad headspace at the time. But yeah, from what I've heard, they were found and located at the back of a drawer. So it must have been that when I've taken something else out, they've must have fallen down the back and have remained there for 17 years.
That's incredible. Now, the person who handed them in, I guess not everybody would hand something like that in. Have you been able to get in touch with them at all, or have you got a message for them?
Oh, look, how can you thank someone this much? That's just changed so much about everything that I do now, because it's changed almost this year. It's made a huge difference. I can't even thank her enough for what she's done. Honestly, to reunite me with my diamonds from my late father is amazing, but I hopefully will get a chance to actually still talk to her. I do have something for her, so hopefully I'll get to talk to her and send her what I have.
How lovely. And do you have any plans for the diamonds?
Oh, I'm definitely going to make them into something. They're going to be definitely worn by myself.
How lovely. And any plans to celebrate?
Oh, yes. Now that I can see them and everything, it's even more exciting. So definitely going to have a bit of maybe some sparkling tonight even.
Sparkling wine for sparkling diamonds.
Absolutely.
Now, the police were also quite guarded as to exactly, you know, what the diamonds were, because they didn't, again, want people to come forward and say, oh, yeah, these are my blah, blah diamonds. Can you tell us actually, like, what they are, like how many there are and...
Yeah, sure. There's three diamonds, and actually I've got to have a look now because...
Yeah, pull them out.
So what we've got is three diamonds ranging from like a 0.47 to a 0.8. So they're really nice sized diamonds. They're a nice quality diamond. It's a nice round one, so I'll definitely probably do a pendant and rings.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, no, I'm so excited. And honestly, I can't thank the police enough for finding me, for helping actually recover everything. They've just, it's amazing. It's a story like none other. So I'm so thankful for the police, for the work they've done, and for the lady for finding them. So thank you, and thank you.